The Potting Bench Diaries, 12th of April 2023. Last week I started by telling you how wet it had been, and the past week couldn't have been any more different. Rain has turned to sunshine, and that mix has brought the garden along in leaps and bounds, all in the space of just 7 days. The grass is growing, buds are forming, and everything needs a good drink of water, quite ironically. There's no denying that the tulips are the highlight of our garden during spring, and they really have my heart. I only wish that their season was just a little longer than it is. This season's efforts are decidedly more kaleidoscopic than last year's, and no colour is off limits. That said, the majority are pastel shades with a good measure of bold colours dotted throughout. There are a few stars of the show in particular in terms of the early flowering varieties, but Double Shake has to take the crown. A pale yellow, pinky colour, which somehow comes out as a rather bold yellow in a photo, that perhaps isn't done justice unless you see it for yourself in person. This is a relatively new to the market tulip, as described on the Farmer Gracie website, but I do anticipate that this will become a staple in future years. It's a remarkably tall variety and one that appears to have multi-headed stems of gorgeous double blooms. It's one that has shot right to the top of my tulips I absolutely must have again next year list, and I'd highly recommend it for you next year too. Sticking with bulbs again for the moment, well actually not bulbs, but corms, but it's all much the same really. It's come time to start planting gladioli, and my recent order from the Rose Press Garden has arrived. I've got 30 corms going in this week, all in shades of pink, purple and white to create something of a new space in our humble little plot. We've got a tough little rockery area that gets sun upon sun upon sun all day long, so I'm hoping that these do the trick this year for spires of lofty blooms throughout summer. Be sure to come back for an update on these as we go through the seasons. All this warm and sunny weather has given me the chance to get some of the seedlings outside into the sun for some extra light, and they're bound to repay me for it. Cosmos, sunflowers, tomatoes and chilies have all been basking in the glorious rays that we've had this week, and it's been mesmerising seeing them leaning and craning for every last drop of sunshine. The temperatures have been consistently high and I would be tempted to start leaving them out overnight, but I'm just a tad too nervous to do it just yet. And finally, another podcast episode is now live, and this week I'm talking with gardener, writer, homesteader and author Liz Zorab of By the Farm in Wales. Liz has created a wonderful space halfway up a hill, or possibly a mountain, that enables her to grow up to 80% of the food that her and her husband, Mr. J, consume at home. You can listen to the episode by going back in your podcast feed now. Although I'm not quite sure I'm ready to commit to creating a homestead just yet, this conversation has given me real food for thought for what we can achieve here, starting with growing all the garlic we could possibly ever need. See you again soon.